Thank you and welcome to 20 Sided Stories.
Victoria 1890, Season 1, Episode 6.
Hello there. Previously on Victoria 1890, our brave adventurers discovered that the spooky ghoul was really just...
What? Who?
Another one. How many characters are in this thing? Hold on. We have another introduction.
Hello, my name is David McEwen, and I will be playing Desmond Delancey. I've served the Chamberlains for many a year, as my family has throughout the generations. I am what you would probably call a permanent NPC.
Thank you. Anyway, the ghost was a lab assistant who sucks.
Have you been mixing my elixirs?
Yes. Found a way to become intangible?
Chamberlain and Matilda were invited to a party at the Stonewood Estate.
Mr. Stonewood, why, thank you so much for the invitation.
Oh, hello. It is good for you to come over to my party.
The secretive urn was found, but so was another, darker, hairier secret.
Here is my crown jewel. The urn of Ramses Deferred.
Werewolf!
Oh, and of course, Everly had an announcement.
I think I might be pregnant.
Son of a...
So much left to uncover. Can the Doctor make a transparency potion? Can Simon transition to the calm, single-identity lifestyle of fatherhood? Will they find out why there was a wildebeest? Let's find out if we find out.
Dr. Chamberlain, is there anywhere you'd like me to put the body?
Sorry, I was you snuck up on me. I turned around and you were just there.
If you don't mind me asking, is this Mr. Stonewood?
Yes, this is. I believe that we should probably all go down to the laboratory. There we can find some medical supplies along with the test that we should run rather quickly before the constables come. I'm sure they're on their way.
Desmond, could you help me lift him?
Sure thing.
Oh, you've got him. Okay.
I'm not trying to waste any time. So if we could just figure out what's going on and then get back to the counts, that'd be great.
Well, we're going to test everything and we'll figure out what's going on there.
All right. All I know is that... Oh God. Are we going in?
Yeah, we're walking and talking.
All right, we're walking
Keep
and talking.
Keep up, Simon.
Sorry, I just found out I may have a kid, so I'm a bit lost.
Okay, but the kid's inside a belly, so don't worry about it.
Well, in a couple of months, you don't know what's going to happen.
That's true. She could just be doing it for attention.
Doctor, I'm afraid that some of your stuff is in disarray.
In disarray? What do you mean?
Well, some of the things are missing.
Yes, that's Brianna. It's perfectly fine.
She's a thief and a ghost.
Where do you want me to put this?
Put him on the lab table over there. Right, great. Now, Nildi.
Yes?
Do you still remember any medical procedures that you did out in adventuring?
Sure, Dickie. I know how to thief. For an animal, if that's what you mean.
Well, don't skin him, but go and check out this little sissy pants Stonewood. I'm going to run a test on the urn and our two first samples.
Got it. Should I stab him or should I poke him?
What? No, absolutely not. Just wake him up. Grab the smelling salts. They're over there.
Oh, I thought you meant dissect him. Okay.
Absolutely. He's still alive.
As you come over to James Stonewood's body, I would like you to roll an awareness.
10.
All right, you see that he is bleeding in the stomach.
Ooh, crap. Dicky!
Yes?
Stonewood's bleeding.
Oh, dear. How bad?
You can't tell because of his shirt.
Oh, I rip his shirt off.
Okay, you see that he, it looks like there's a...
There's some subtext in that. I saw you get a little bit...
My God, look at that tattoo.
You see that his stomach has a big gash in it.
Okay. Hey, Dickie, should I put some stitches in this old fool?
Well, we'll first take the medical powder and pour it on top. It'll help cauterize the wound.
All right, I pour it all over that wound.
Okay, roll me an intelligence.
7.
Okay, you stop the bleeding.
Sweet.
Excellent. Meanwhile, I want to test and see if the hair from the crime scene and the hair from our she-beast have matching DNA.
Okay, roll me an intelligence check.
Oh, 13.
They are a perfect match.
Ah, just as I suspected.
What is it?
Well, we found and caught our killer.
Oh!
When we went to the quote-unquote Jack the Ripper site, I found an odd piece of hair, an odd lock, that I stole. And then when we were with the Shebeast just now over at this here...
The Shebeast and the murderer are the same person!
Yes.
Shebeast is Jack the Ripper.
No, you don't see the point is that it was a setup. It was meant to look like it was Jack the Ripper.
Does this concern us?
Absolutely,
I mean,
we killed her.
So we went to the crime scene where we found the guy who had the urn that you got it from or told you about it, right? And he was murdered by the Shebeast, right?
Yeah.
So that concerns us. And then she went after this old fart over here. That concerns the crap out of us.
Okay, so what do we do?
Well, I'm going to...
You hear a scream from upstairs.
Oh, crap. I pull out my pistol and I'm like, let's go! And I start running up the stairs.
I crack my knuckles.
As you get to the top of the stairs, you see Miss Alice passed out on the ground.
Oh!
Miss Alice!
And then above her, you see Brianna.
Oh, crap! Brianna!
Brianna!
Oh, hey, Bri. How's it going?
You guys, you left me there.
But we kind of were in a little bit of a rush and we didn't have time.
We thought you were right behind us the whole time, girl.
Yes.
I didn't know you were going to be taking off so quickly in the coach.
There was a shield.
I passed right through it.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem. You shouldn't have been fooling around with my equipment now, haven't you?
That sentence didn't quite, you know, it doesn't matter. So, stop.
Stop what?
Being a spooky ghost.
Well, that's something that we have to work out.
I really would like to stop being a spooky ghost.
Is that something she can just will?
So are you done with the experiments, or what are we going
to
do?
No, I still have to inspect the... Desi, please pick up Miss Alice. Bring her down for the smelling salts.
The doctor and Desmond and Brianna head down into the laboratory again.
Hi, Simon.
Simon is pacing back and forth in the room, rubbing his temples very feverishly. Is that a word? I think so.
My pistol's still drawn.
Matilda.
Yeah?
I'm getting really impatient here.
I saw that. I mean, you're pacing back and forth like an idiot.
Yes.
Anymore, you'll wear the carpet down.
Ah, carpet schmarpet. This man. Okay, what's his name again? Dr. Chamberlain and what's his ghost? Brianna and... Alice,
are you talking crap about my friend Dickie?
I'm not talking crap, alright? There's a lot of people that have met in this past day. Look, we've got to get on with it. Do you not want to get to Atlantis?
Listen, I want to get to Atlantis, but Dickie's testing the urn, okay? You see? And we're not going to get squat unless he tests it. So if you talk crap about my best friend one more time, this pistol's going in your throat, bud.
Just seems that he has a lot of baggage that maybe as adventurers we could do without.
You call my friend baggage? I'm waving the... freaking pistol
I'm
around.
I'm trying to help you.
Help me?
I think you've got more spunk than he does.
Oh, shut your goddamn mouth. Of course I got more spunk. I got more spunk than the two of you combined.
I would agree.
Thank you. Well, where do we go from here? What's your great plan now, buddy?
You know, I usually don't have a plan.
I can tell. I can freaking tell.
Sometimes a plan gets ahead of me and I find out about it a year later. The 2 years, I don't
know. You're talking about the baby and the girl.
Yes.
Well, listen here, bucko. No one talks crap about my best friends, and I consider you a good friend. Now, don't make me think you're an enemy, otherwise this pistol's going in your goddamn face.
So, Dr. Chamberlain, what is the first thing that you would like to experiment with?
I would like to dust the urn for prints.
Okay, roll me an intelligence. In the tray.
Whoopsies! Six.
Six? Okay, you find three different prints.
Now, I would like to test it for its authenticity.
All right, roll intelligence.
Four.
The equipment that you would use to test that is missing.
Blast! Can't get a solid read on the damn thing.
Sorry.
Brianna, this is what happens when you meddle with other people's things.
I need
my equipment.
I can help you bring that back when you turn me tangible again.
Well, I need all of my equipment to turn you tangible.
You can't do it with anything in here.
Roll intelligence. Six. You think that you might be able to pull it off in here?
Well,
with what you have?
I might be able to whip up a little serum.
Please. Please.
All right. Let me see what I can...
I need you to roll me 3 intelligence rolls.
6. 12. 13.
Awesome. You create a serum that can reverse it, and you can recreate the serum that made it possible. You have enough material in your laboratory to make 10 serums that turn someone intangible and 10 serums that turn somebody back to tangible.
Now don't you talk crap ever again, you hear? Otherwise I'm gonna pistol whip you.
Alright, alright.
Desmond, can you get the door?
Now you listen to me. I know you got some crazy ideas, but Dickie's a good man. I love
him. Right, right.
Hello?
Hey, Desmond, is that your name?
Desmond Delancey.
Right, yes. Yes, you say that every time. You know, I do things similar. You know, I have my name is Simon Sinclair. I'm a con artist. You may have seen me at one point in your life.
Oh, for Christ's sake,
kind of
why
thing.
Don't you tell everybody?
No, it's a secret.
What's going on there?
How long is this going to take? Have we figured out the problem with the ghost or the urn? Can we just get on or what's going on?
You think I know heads or tails of what's going on down in the master's lab?
I would assume you might have some idea since you were here and we were not here.
Push past him. Dickie!
Oh, yes.
What's going on?
Oh, I've just given Brianna this little serum and she's warming. Oh, wow.
Ooh,
the
baby.
Transformation is so interesting. It's like a skeleton in her veins and muscles are all materializing.
Oh, that's gross.
At the same what? Time. Does it hurt, Brianna?
It feels strange.
Oh, oh, here comes flesh.
Flesh again.
You're
oh,
desperate.
It gave you even a little bit of a tan. How wonderful.
So you made this?
Well, of course.
That's very impressive. This is life-changing.
Yes.
World-changing, even.
I know.
I mean, Dickie's ghosts, werewolves, materialization, some kind of powder that decides if I'm French or not.
Exactly. And I found a serum where we can turn ourselves intangible and back again.
Dickie, you're brilliant. Let's get back to the urn.
Brianna runs over to Desmond and gives him a hug.
Aww. Desmond. Hello.
I've been wanting to hug somebody so bad.
Oh, look at them. Dickie, we did it.
I know, I'm so happy for them.
Your flesh has a sort of slime about it then.
Oh, I'm guessing that's just a side effect.
Yes, here's a towel. Wipe yourself down.
I mean, kind of like the wetness, but...
All right, moving on.
I'm just saying, I like it when it's wet.
Moving on.
Okay, anyways, what's in the urn? Oh, can I find out if it's authentic or lick it?
You can check the text.
Okay.
So, it's going to be 3 rolls.
2. 11. 6.
Okay, so you learned from it that it does, in fact, belong to Ramses III, and it contains his intestines.
Ooh!
It also says on there something referring to a spider.
You guys, this belonged to Ramses III, and there's something about an, you know, arachnid on here.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
What's... Shall we take a look inside?
Oh, it's gonna be his gross intestines.
No, is that what it said?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I figured we should probably bring this to the Count. You know, he has more ideas on Atlantis and how this is gonna help us.
And he's attractive.
Oh, sure.
I believe that we should hold it from him just in case he might be possibly...
conning us?
Yes.
I know a con artist when I see one.
Wait a second. You're the one who gave him the urn in the first place, you con artist.
Oh,
and you, Dickie, he's attractive and we like him and he says cool things through his beautiful accent.
Yes, I know, Melody, but there's just something odd about that.
Well, who else is going to fund our trip?
You know, now that I think about it...
Ooh, I have an idea. Why don't we hide the urn? Go over to his house, have a little party. You can see if he's a con artist. I can hit on him. Dickie can look around. And then if he's cool, we'll bring out the urn and then go on our adventure.
Does Brianna have hair that's tangible right now?
Yes, she does.
I start braiding her hair.
She has flowing locks of...
green hair. Curly green hair?
No,
what do you
not
mean?
Green. What color is her hair?
Red.
Okay, she's a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Desi.
Yes.
See if Mr. Stonewood is awake yet.
Roll charisma.
10.
Okay, yeah, he wakes up.
From charismatic slapping.
Where am I? Oh, my tummy.
Welcome to the master's lab.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Stonewood. Remember me?
Matilda?
Yes. Yeah.
Miss Matilda, what's happening?
Well, I carried your cold carcass over here because you passed out.
Yes, Matilda's responsible for saving your life, I believe.
You're welcome. You owe me one.
What happened?
There was a she-beast in your house.
A she-beast?
Sliced its throat with your samurai sword.
Whoa, this is ridiculous. A she-beast.
I slap him. Oh. You're ridiculous.
Hold on a second. Okay. He stays awake.
Oh, ow. Matilda, why would you do that?
Because you're being a big old baby.
I'm not a baby. I'm an old man.
Oh my god. His voice.
I pull Simon aside. Listen.
Can I have some tea?
I hate everybody right now.
That's nice for you, but we have to get some clues out of this old windbag.
With some cream, please.
Clues with cream?
Listen, I suggest we give him some nice tea or whatever, and then soften him up and then poke at him like a little insect.
I'll get him a cat lap ready.
What, Desmond, what are you doing here?
Why is that lady wearing an old dress?
Don't mind her. She's just my assistant.
Anyways.
Excuse me, Mr. Stonewood, if you don't mind, just take your thumb and your fingers and dip him in this ink and do a little fingerprinting for me.
Very well.
Thank you.
Here you are.
Ah, excellent. Thank you. Here's the towel. Please wipe your hands.
Thank you.
Now, I was wondering, have you ever met a Mr. Alexander Dumas?
The famous author?
Oh, sorry, what was his last name?
Oh, I can't remember quite exactly. It's Alexander Sabatini.
The man who wrote Three Musketeers.
Mr. Stonewood.
Yes.
Have you ever met a count? Sexy as hell. Gorgeous accent.
Oh, is he from Spain?
You bet your sweet boots he is.
Ah, Count Alexander Raphael Dumas Sabatini.
That's exactly who I'm talking about.
Yes.
How have you met him?
We've seen each other at social occasions.
Is he a man to be trusted?
I would trust anybody of this fine coif.
Of course you would. You're an old man. Anyways.
What?
So how'd you get the urn in the first place?
I acquired it through financial transference with a man named Hervé Millet, who had just recently gone on an expedition in Egypt.
Egypt. Huh.
That's what I said, Egypt.
Okay, anyways. So how'd you get in touch with the she-wolf lady?
She-wolf? What are you talking about?
What's her name, Dickie?
Oh. Hickman or something.
Oh.
Bailey Hickman, that's
Bailey
what it was.
Bailey Hickman?
Yeah, she's the she-beast who killed what's-his-face.
Please, do not be racist. She's not a she-beast.
No, she was,
no,
and
she
we
was.
Killed her.
What?
She turned into a werecat and then tried to kill you, kill me, kill Dickie, kill Simon.
You're insane. She's a professor.
Cats purr. It was more of a roar thing.
Oh, well, whatever she was a she-beast, and she almost cut your
she-beast
head off.
She-beast is good. It's very
what?
Neutral.
That's ridiculous. She is a professor of Egyptology.
She was.
I brought the salts.
I'm okay.
Anyways, as you were saying, she was a professor of archaeology at Egypt.
Egyptology. She was from Egypt, and she was going to help me translate the words on the urn.
Oh, well, guess what? She turned into a she-beast and tried to kill you.
What?
Roll me charisma.
Ooh. One.
You're crazy. I would never believe you. Desmond. Oh, thank you.
Alice wakes up in the back.
Miss Alice, are you all right?
I'll be myself in just a moment.
Yes, whenever you get the time, please grab Mr. Stonewood some tea. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I pull Mildy aside.
What?
I'm doing it this time, not you.
Okay.
Look, I'm getting really impatient. We've been waiting forever.
Oh,
we've made barely any... Look, Matilda, if we don't hurry up, Somebody else might get to Atlantis before us.
All right, Simon, I hear you, okay? I hear you, but we're inspecting what's-his-face, the old man who's an old fart that is annoying all of us. Now, I'm not happy either.
You think we're the only ones in the room?
Stonewood.
Thanks, James.
What are you
get in the corner.
Bickering about?
Anyways.
We have to get to Atlantis soon.
Then let's go see the Count.
Who even knows that Atlantis actually exists?
I do.
Well, I think you're daft.
I've never been. But I've heard rumors.
No, no one's ever been.
Right, but this is the chance. That's what the Count has told us.
Okay.
Are you blind?
Oh, now you're going to trust the Count.
Oh, I don't necessarily. Well, he might be trying to corner us out of some treasure.
Oh,
maybe we get
God.
There and he kills us.
Exactly.
All I know is I have heard many rumors from many treasure hunters and con artists like myself about Atlantis and its resurfacing. I know that we are not the only people that are going to be searching for this.
Okay, well, get this, bub. We go to the Count's, I seduce him, you check
Ooh,
him out.
That sounds like a very interesting side plot. I would like to see that.
I'll seduce him. You see if he's a con artist. Dickie will look around and be Dickie. And then we'll go to Atlantis.
I think he's making some type of ploy. I think this is all a scam.
Well, we won't be able to find out unless we're at his house, will we?
Exactly. Yes. If we wait too long, we'll have more time to plan against his backstabbery, if it exists. Now, what are we going to do about all these people?
Okay,
how many
well,
are there?
Half like of them
five,
work
there's
here.
Like five of you.
There's literally three of them work here. The only one who doesn't is Stonewood.
Desmond, did you hear them say Atlantis?
I think I did there.
Is that for real?
What do you mean?
Them going to Atlantis.
You know, to tell you the truth, a lot's happened in the last 12 hours. It's... Excuse me.
I mean, yeah, I was a ghost.
Okay, there you go. yeah, it's... from what I understand, they got some sort of something or other. I was trying to follow... when they brought the intestines out, I'm kind of, yeah.
Yes, I agree. Let's go to his estate.
All right, let's make sure that everybody here is trustworthy. We'll leave Stonewood here and make sure Alice takes care of the old
Everybody,
farm.
Pinky promise?
No, we do blood pacts.
My hand has already been cut.
Oh,
or
I
do
got
the
a
other
knife.
One.
Ah, Jesus.
All
we
right.
have to.
I can grab a knife.
Okay. Good job!
Look at all these things I can pick up.
We just
Whoa,
have to do
look
it.
At her. Brianna's all happy.
So adorable.
All right, Brianna, cut her open.
Your
hand? Everyone's hand in the center.
All right, one, two, three.
Should I use
three.
A different knife for everyone?
Just cut me open.
No.
Just cut.
What's the worst that's going to happen? We're all going to get a disease or
I
something.
I feel no pain. Me first. Oh.
Ow.
Ah.
Oh. All right, shake.
Ow.
Wait, what about Alice?
Good. Oh, why? No, I've got some tea. Oh, my goodness.
It's fine. Everybody shake.
All right.
Here's
so you,
your tea,
you know
sir.
What this means, right, James?
What does this mean?
This means that you've got to shut your trap. All right? That sauce
Close
box
Close your sauce.
Sauce box has got to stay clasped.
About what?
I pull James in
Anything
and hug
Anything you have found out, all
oh,
right?
Oh, hello.
Feel that warmth. You see that
Thank
warmth?
Thank you.
That is the warmth of our blood pack and our honesty as... Master treasure hunters and scientists.
Is this a proposal?
Not for marriage, bub.
Oh.
This is a marriage to adventure, James.
So won't we?
I need you to keep quiet about everything that's happened in the last 48 hours, okay?
For you, Matilda, anything.
Okay, I kiss him on the cheek and I say, you be a good boy and you stay here in this mansion and Miss Alice will take care of you.
Yeah, he still stays awake.
Okay, good job.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Philip. Will you please take us to... what was the gentleman's name again, Melody?
The Count's place with a sexy voice.
Oh, yes,
him. To the train station.
Oh, right.
Yes, well, oh, blast.
It's faster than taking this.
You bet. Yeah.
You guys are on the train? It's a fun ride.
Oh, God, I feel like a cold one.
What about if we smother the parrot a little bit on the way down?
You bet your sweet boots I'll smother the parrot.
I love that Hennessy face.
What are you two getting at?
What?
Absinthe. What else?
You gonna get drunk again?
Oh, no. You're going to get drunk with us.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Four turns up. Here you go.
I
forced a shot
no,
down
no,
his throat.
I am not letting him do that.
Charisma. 10.
11.
11. You're in. Okay, roll, nope. roll counter charisma. Yeah, he beats you, so he's gonna get you sauced. All right, can I have the three of you guys roll awareness?
got a 5.
And you realize that Desmond is also with you guys.
Oh, what the hell, Desmond?
Oh, Desi.
How's it going? Can I have some of that?
Of course.
And he was carrying your bags, Dr. Chamberlain.
I was hidden behind the bags because they were in front of me.
Oh, like, give Desi a shot. He's a good old sport.
Here you go, Desi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Simon, can I have you roll awareness? Okay, cool. Despite you getting a little wet, Eddie, that's not a metaphor, you see a small tan hand reaching out towards your bag through the door of your carriage. Or of your, what are they called? The rooms and trains.
Car?
Your car, your cabin.
Simon is going to pull out his boot knife and cut it off.
Oh my god!
Agility or strength?
Can I roll?
Choose
awareness?
What you're rolling first.
Agility. 8.
Do you want to roll awareness?
To see if I know whose hands this is. It's a 9.
Yes, and that was a time when I thought it'd be a good idea to test mold for cancer.
You old kook.
Stop role playing. This action is there's slow motion action happening. Slow down, guys.
Am I aware of it? Being
you're aware of the hand at the same
hand?
Time as Simon.
Yo, wet Eddie.
What?
What you doing there, buddy? Your hands on your blade?
Somebody's trying to thief my bag.
I see that.
You're gonna do it. I'm gonna cut this hand off. All right, ready?
Oh, hold on a sec. Blood does not need to be shed on this. Aren't you all trying to, like, keep a low profile?
All right, I'm gonna pull him in then. Is it fine?
What?
Ready? 1.
I didn't know what
to
do. Okay, cool. You grab her wrist, and Desmond, you grab the door and open it, and you pull this young girl in.
Oh, crap!
Oh, dear!
Let go of me! Let go of me!
Who the hell are you?
The hell are you doing?
You're trying to steal my stuff.
She's very quiet, and she's looking, like, very scared, but also angry.
Look at me in the eye. Right? You trying to steal my stuff?
I take a swig of absinthe, and I pull out my pistol.
She really smothers
Jesus Christ, put that away, Mildian. I'd lightly slap her hand.
Good one, Dickie. And I look at her in the eyes and I'm like, who the hell are you?
Roll charisma.
3.
I'm not telling you anything.
Okay.
Let me go.
The hell are you doing?
It's not gonna happen. Sorry.
Let me go.
No.
Struggles. You got a 6. Is she gonna...
Wanna grab her legs.
She pulls her wrist out. Okay, roll for that.
3?
Yeah. 5? Ah, you miss her. She escapes out of the cabin and starts heading down the hallway.
What?
Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this 20-sided story. Never hesitate to connect with us via the World Wide Web, such as on the Twitter at 20-sided stories, or on Facebook or Instagram /20-sided stories. Matilda Buchanan was played by Kate Pursley. Dr. Richard Chamberlain was played by Garrett Reasoner. Simon Sinclair was played by Sage GC. Everly Green was played by guest Jessica Dahlgren. Desmond Delancey was played by guest David McEwen. Our Game Master was Greg Reasoner, and all editing and music was done by Sage GC. You can snag the soundtrack for free at sagegc.bandcamp.com. If you enjoyed your adventure through Victorian London, we suggest visiting patreon.com/20sided stories. For just a small handful of shillings, you can help support this broadcast's next batch of episodes. We've got to cover hosting costs, recording equipment, and our precious time, goddammit. They are all laid out with transparency at patreon.com/20sided stories. And don't worry, you'll get something too, such as all 8 episodes to this season straight away, no waiting, not to mention bonus episodes within your own exclusive podcast feed. Extra special thanks to our producer club, who brought this season to fruition. Marlena Lowry, Travis Reeves, Jay Speck, Maureen Brown, Zach Bender, and Colleen O'Keefe. To be as classy and cool as them, go to patreon.com/20sided stories. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet. And for more sauce, links, and intel, feel free to check out our show notes or simply visit 20sidedstories.com.